Okay, this is a real BS show coming at ya. We got an update today. We got school's back in session, so we're on recess right now, yeah, so we ain't got much time.
No horsing.
We have to, well, here's the weather. It's going to be sunny and warm with a thunderstorm 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Or no, say 10% of the time.
Yeah, right over on West High Street.
Yeah. That's where all the thunder is anyways.
Yeah.
What else? Here's the news. Russia has already won the war, in case you didn't know. What else? Europe's a mess. They're going to be frozen to death this winter.
They're burning coal and they can't keep on. They're actually running out of coal.
The whole European thing is a total disaster.
Shut their nuclear plants
down. And America, well, we're half the country's flooding and the other half's in a drought.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
So something bad's coming, and we don't know exactly what it is. Probably a food shortage.
And the wheat problem. You got the wheat problem coming up. You know, it's really serious.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like what other bad? Oh, inflation. I mean, that's everywhere. And according to what I see, it's going to get worse. So, thank you, Federal Reserve.
Yes.
And they're handing out more money to the kids.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to cancel their debt, their student loans, and stuff like that, or $20,000 or something.
And the other one is the birth rate in many countries. You know, 2.1 is the replication rate. South Korea is 0.8%. That's crazy. That means they're going to have like a huge amount of people. They had more people die than were born in South Korea.
Well,
so, yeah.
What about us?
It's 1.7. We're getting there.
Yeah, so we're going to die out too.
Yeah, we're not producing enough, you know.
Yeah.
Have more kids, people.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's, let's see, what else? What other air-shaking news? I don't know. I think the BRICS nations are going to split away from the rest of the West here and go their own way.
Fertilizer is being...
I think Russia and China are getting together. They don't need the West anymore.
Well, right now, China's also going through a major bank scandal. They're probably going to have a housing crisis here very shortly. It's going to be worse than 2008 housing crisis.
And that'll affect us, too.
Oh, yeah, that'll affect the global market, you know. And they're importing 80% of the iron ore in the world. And they're not, right now, their manufacturing is cut back drastically. So that's going to have a ripple effect. They have also too many men to women because they had the one-child birth policy. And most people pick to have a male child instead of a girl, so they aborted girls. So now they have too many men and not enough women to marry.
All going to sneak over to our country.
Yeah, they're going to Africa. You know, they're doing.
Oh, Africa! Yeah,
they're colonizing Africa right now, under a guise of moral, quote-unquote moral reasons. You know.
Moral teptitude.
They're trying to be the saviors of Africa, supposedly, as if Africa needs saved. I think Africans can do it themselves. The other one domestically, too, is you know, right now, you know, they say vehicle prices, you know, gas prices went down. But the reality is it's going to jack back up again, you know. There's more cost.
Yeah, well, it didn't go down much.
Not really.
80 cents or something. That's ridiculous.
Supply chain problems.
So the next hiccup that comes along, boom, up she goes.
And there's supply chain problems going on around the country and the world right now, major ones, you know,
big time. I went to get a saw, and the store said, "Well, we can get them, but it might take 8 months."
Oh wow!
I called the log splitting company, and they told me the same thing.
Really?
Said 8 to 10 months. I said, "Well, I'll be dead by then."
Wait,
forget it. I don't even want to get on the list.
Where can you get it? Can you look online for one? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I looked all over. Now, China's Amazon has a bunch of China ones.
Right.
But I just don't trust them.
No, I don't blame you.
When it comes to commerce, you got to have trust. So if you don't trust somebody, don't buy nothing from them.
Right.
You know, that's the best advice I can give you.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to instill in my customers or people that buy wood from me is trust. And I said, if you don't trust me, don't buy any. You know, I tell them flat out. You know, it's just the way the world works.
Some positive. We can talk about some positives at least. You know, right now they're talking about opening a chip factory in the United States, a whole clean room and everything. And they're also talking about adding some manufacturing back here in the United States. The tech industry is growing.
Well, if the politicians are talking about it, you know it's going to be a screwed up mess.
That's true. you know, but, you know, there's a lot
Federal of... Federal Reserve, look out.
The Federal Reserve, but there's a lot of good things happening. We can continue to talk about... Oh!
Uh-oh, recess is over. Hey, folks, we got to go. Hey, we'll see you next week. 10-4.